listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Stay connected to your Cleveland Browns for the latest draft news, photos, videos, and more from the team. Like them on Facebook at Cleveland Browns. Follow them on Twitter at Browns and on Instagram at Official Browns. It's that time. It's time for the Browns Daily Blitz as we whip around the NFL and give you the hot stories from around this great nation. Let's start in Carolina with Joe Person from the Charlotte Observer. Joe, welcome to CBD. Let's get right into it with Steve Smith getting cut. Has the backlash died down yet in Charlotte? We saw a young man in a YouTube video very upset about Steve Smith leaving town.
He was sort of representative of the entire fan base. I mean, you've got a guy in Steve Smith who was the face of this franchise for more than a decade. Dave Gettleman came in here. He was absolutely an outsider when Jerry Richardson hired him as his GM. And part of that was kind of doing some of the dirty work. And Gettleman felt like it was time to kind of start fresh at that receiver position and also in the locker room. I think they felt like it was time. Steve is a big personality, as you know, has a big ego. I think they wanted to turn the leadership over to the likes of Cam Newton and Luke Kuechly.
So where do they go next? What would you say the biggest moves for this team are to fill some holes that have been created?
Well, they've got a wide receiver and offensive tackle are the two biggest priorities. I mean, besides Smith, a couple weeks before he was cut, Jordan Gross, their longtime Pro Bowl left tackle, retired. So they're not going to be able to do it in free agency. As you well know, they've already missed out on Hakeem Nicks and Mario Manningham and any number of guys. So they do have Jericho Cotchery in today. There's been some talk they may look at Kenny Britt, but they're also, the good news for the Panthers is those tackle and receiver are the two, most experts say, the two deepest positions in this draft. So that'll help the sting a little bit.
Cam Newton right now looking at his wide receiver is probably saying, what in the world is going on? And you are right, the draft is deep at that position. But has he commented at all on the loss of Steve Smith and basically the fact that both of his starting receivers, Steve Smith, Brandon LaFell, both gone from last year?
And Ted Ginn Jr.
That's right.
I reached out to Cam's camp last week and I was told he was out of the country. Turns out he was on Auburn spring break. He'd gone back to school for the second winter in a row. And he was down at St. Bart's, which isn't a bad, not exactly Daytona Beach.
Makes me like him even more.
But so what was I talking about before Cam spring break?
Whether or not we've heard from him, if he's commented on the fact that he's lost all his guys.
You bring up an interesting point. One part of Cam, of course, is going to be a little bit troubled by the lack of the targets. The big reason, one of them, they're doing this is to clear salary cap space so they can lock into a long-term deal probably sometime this summer or maybe next year. So it's kind of a catch-22 where Cam's concerned and getting his pockets filled.
I'll tell you, Dave Gettleman's really put a lot on the line here because this is only his second year as general manager. He's made a lot of dramatic moves. Obviously, the trust level is got it. This is going to be, I would think, a make-or-break offseason from that standpoint.
It was interesting. At Jordan Gross's press conference when he announced his retirement, Gettleman was sitting in the first row, and Gettleman asked Gross to take a pay cut and restructure his contract last year. And Gross said, you know, I didn't like you much, very much at this time last year, Dave. He said, you know, I'm trying to figure out the reason you're doing some of these things, and kind of spoke for the whole organization that it worked last year. I mean, the kind of patching things together with a lot of one-year deals in the right secondary and at receiver, it's the reason they're in this predicament now. A lot of those guys who signed a one-year deal have cashed in elsewhere. But we'll see if he can catch lightning in a bottle 2 years in a row.
Joe, thank you so much. We appreciate it, my man.
Take care, man.
All right, the blitz continues. We go to Indianapolis now. Joe Stasiak, former NFL offensive lineman with the Colts flagship stations, WIBC and WFNI. Joe, the reaction in Indianapolis to the Jim Irsay situation.
Well, I think, Vic, there's cautious optimism, if you would put it that way. I don't think it's one of those things where you think about it as a criminal kind of deal. where, you know, he was pulled over, his trunk's full of marijuana or cocaine or something like that. This is a situation where I think some of the reports are getting blurred. There was no alcohol whatsoever involved. A lot of people know the story about his dad and the alcoholism that he had, which kind of gave a bad reputation to the family in Baltimore. Jim swore off alcohol almost 2 decades ago, and so this is a thing where it was, there's pills in the car. He's driving, if you say erratically, stops in the middle of a street, looks around, doesn't use a turn signal, one of those kinds of things. And then they find some prescription medication in his car. He gets 4 felony counts for that prescription, those prescriptions. It's not yet known if he has the prescriptions. The pills were just not in their bottles that they needed to be in. And so we're just sitting back kind of waiting to see what's going to happen with the whole thing. A felony charge obviously sounds bad. You don't know if that was because the number of pills that were found. You're just not sure of any of those questions that are still coming up. But if he's got prescriptions for the medications that were in the car, then it's just a simple misdemeanor, traffic violation, and things aren't as bad as they seem. I would say that, Vic, you've been around a while, and you know Jimmy Irsay. Jimmy has gone downhill and looks worse and worse, more skinny. He's only 54 years old, but he looks like he's about 70. And from the people I know inside that want to remain anonymous, they say that this is an issue with him. Certainly, a little over 10 years ago, he put himself into drug rehab for a very similar situation, if not the exact same thing, for painkillers. And it's time to have him back in and getting help again. He's gone through a divorce. There are issues that are going on, obviously, the stress of trying to run a team. But he needs some help right now. So I don't know if we look at it as a criminal kind of thing, but certainly we look at it as here's an owner who's going to need some help, and we're wondering what that's going to look like as far as the commissioner's concerned, what kind of things are going to be handed out against them there, and then how's this going to affect our chances of getting Super Bowl in 2018?
Joe, thank you very much, and hopefully Jim Irsay does get the help he needs. Appreciate that. We're going to whip around now to Dallas. Todd Archer from ESPNDallas.com. Todd, in Cleveland, we see that the Cowboys have signed Brandon Weeden. Your thoughts on that move?
Well, I've already bought my Super Bowl ticket.
Nice.
it's a low-risk, low-cost move. They're paying him the minimum the next 2 seasons if he makes the team. There's no signing bonus in it. I think what a lot of people, the Cowboys fans or Browns fans, you got to remember, Tony Romo's coming off of back surgery. While the Cowboys say he'll be able to do everything in the offseason, they don't want to overwork him. They're not sure if Kyle Orton wants to play in 2014. So the only thing he has to show up to in the offseason, if he does, is a June minicamp. So, if they don't want to overwork Romo, they don't have another quarterback on the roster, and Orton doesn't show up, this makes sense to get a guy to at least run through some practices for him and see what they got. The Cowboys liked him 2 years ago. Again, low cost move, low risk, and see what you got. And if not, you're out no money.
Todd, how do the Cowboys replace DeMarcus Ware on the edge rush?
Well, they're still going through that process right now. Jared Allen is visiting the Cowboys today. They had mild interest in Julius Peppers, but honestly, they weren't going to pay DeMarcus Ware anywhere close to what Denver paid him. They weren't going to pay Julius Peppers close to what Green Bay paid him. So I don't know if they'll be able to meet whatever demands Jared Allen would have. This is a team that's trying to be salary cap prudent for one of the first times in franchise history. So, but those are the names. Jared Allen is a big name right now. They had Henry Melton in here to replace Jason Hatcher at defensive tackle. He's off to the St. Louis Rams today. They're looking for a low cost. Everything's low cost for the Cowboys. They're trying to strike some pretty good deals while knowing they have to sign guys like Dez Bryant and Tyron Smith in the future.
What is the feeling right now about the job Jerry Jones has done as a general manager, given that they have no cap room? They've had to basically get rid of the 2 best players on a defense that was historically bad. What's the mood in Dallas as it relates to the owner/GM?
Oh, it's been the same since they last won a Super Bowl. Everybody wants him to go hire a football guy. Everybody wants him to step down. Everybody wants him to, Jerry the owner to fire Jerry the GM. That's never going to happen, so everybody's just wasting breath. And if the Cowboys stick to their plan and they follow it, we'll see if they're right or wrong. But I do admire Jerry for making a tough decision on cutting Ware. But now it's also about finding some players to help him on the field. That's what a general manager does. We'll see how they go forward. But Jerry is out of his he doesn't have much goodwill left after so many years without playoff success, for sure.
All right, good stuff, Todd. Thank you so much.
You got it, guys.
And that is our Blitz on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We'll periodically take you around the National Football League. Vic Carucci with Nathan Zagura. We've got much more coming up for you. We're going to get into some Andrew Hawkins background with Jeff Hobson from thebengals.com, the team's official network. That's coming up at the bottom of the hour. In the meantime, I want to hear from you, 216-578-0850, 216-578-0850, and tweet us at Browns_daily. Love those barks and growls from the dog pound. ESPN 850 WKNR.